Here's a question for you. Are you planning a trip for the holidays? If so, listen up. We're talking about holiday travel scams with Nicole Thomas from the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Indiana. Good morning, Nicole.
Morning.
All right.
Travel scams are big right now.
Yeah.
In 2020, $305,000 was the estimated amount that people were losing on these types of scams. And that's a lot of money. When you're looking to go travel, you know, if you're not staying with your in-laws, I don't choose to stay with my in-laws. we may be looking for a cheap holiday travel. And when we're looking for things that are cheap, we know what we can potentially get, and that equals scams. So we're seeing a couple different things. The first one is third-party travel sites. So if you're not booking directly through the airline or the hotel or the rental car agency, you may try to get a deal through a third-party site. Unfortunately, what we're seeing is when you show up for your flight to pick up your car or your hotel, your reservation does not exist. So you've already paid for that in advance because that's the third-party site. You know, they make you pay in advance. They tell you you've got everything. You get your email confirmation. You go to the site or you go to the location, and there is no reservation for you. So that can really mess up your vacation, right? You get to the airport. You can't fly out. You get to the hotel. You have no place to stay, and then you're forced to stay with your in-laws. So we don't want that. So that's the first kind. The second one that we're seeing is when people are sharing information with their friends on social media. They'll say, hey, check this this deal out, right? And they go to this site, they check this deal out, and it's actually a scam site. It's not necessarily to sell you something, but it's to take your information. And it could be the first step to identity theft. They promise you these wonderful deals. You click on the link. You put all the information in. Sometimes you even do put your credit card information in. This is a different scam because you may not get a confirmation. You may not actually be told you were approved and sold something, but you put all of your information in there and you never receive anything. And then a month or two later, you've got some things popping up on your credit report because someone has stolen your identity. So those are two things to watch for. You just have to be really careful. You have to do your research. And, you know, at this time when there's so much writing on it, I think that I would, recommend going through a reputable travel agency, directly through the hotel, directly to the airport, directly to the rental car site, because you just never know.
Yeah. And, you know, Nicole, with everything, you know, the cost of everything surging and prices surging right now, everyone's trying to get the best deal they can. So this is really good advice as we are headed into the holiday travel season. Refresh my memory. This kind of also spiked during the summer months, too, as restrictions were kind of starting to lift. This was also really popular, these travel scams,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. So this has been big for 2021 because the country kind of reopened.
Yeah.
Right? We were able to start going places. So far in 2021, more than $720,000 has been reported lost to travel scams already.
Wow.
Nearly half of the losses occurring between May and August. And so scammers did, you know, they were pretty able to get their scams off during that time. And they're thinking, hey, let me try to do this again. They know that people are traveling. Between Thanksgiving and Christmas is one of the biggest holiday travel seasons of the entire year. And they know that. And so they're going to try to capitalize on that by offering these. And this is really interesting, too. You know, in the early spring, we saw things like destination vacations to the Bahamas. Right now, you're seeing things like Duluth. You know, you're seeing these things to regular places because they know that we're not going to the Bahamas.
Right.
We're going to see our grandma. We're going to go see our family. And so they have these vacations that you wouldn't really think are scam because why would anybody scam you to go to Duluth, Minnesota, right? but at the same time, they know that you know, you're resting on your laurels, basically. They're getting you when you think you can't be got, right? And so it's one of those things where you really just always have to be on, you know, you have to be watching, you have to be vigilant, you have to be, when price is your final motivator, you really have to be diligent about what you're choosing. And I totally understand. I am a thrifty shopper too. I love saving money. I will absolutely look for the rock bottom prices. But I think working for the Better Business Bureau has really taught me to have those spidey senses. If it's too low or if it doesn't look good, you know, you really have to start asking yourself some questions. Why is this price so low? Why are all of the other flights $600, but this flight is $200?
Yeah.
you know, what is that? And pick up, sometimes you got to pick up the phone and call that company and say, tell me why this is so cheap. And what you'll find out is that they don't answer their phone or they don't reply back to your email. And that's a warning sign. So, you know, just do a little bit of research. And we want you to protect your money because you work really hard for that. And the holidays, nobody wants to have their holidays ruined by a travel scam.
I like the way you put that, your spidey senses. That's good, Nicole. All right. We'll check back in with you 1 week from today.
Take care.
Podcasts by Federated Media.